Evening, we are back on Surba. It's the third year of our Chaim, and tonight we're starting Tzitzit. Okay, so the next few shiurim, I think the next five shiurim we're going to discuss tonight, the source of the Tzitzit, the scope of the obligation, the mitzvah of Tzitzit, and the materials, what you can use or not. Then we'll get into the different clothes, the actual strings themselves, the lengths, making a bracha, not making a bracha, etc. So as usual, we're going through according to the book most of the time. So we're starting off in the pasuk in Parshat Shlach says like this. We read it not longer, a couple of weeks ago, and we have said every single day, right? Three times a day we say in Shema, Daber b'nei Yisrael amarti lahem, basu lahem tzitzit, al kanfei vigdehem d'rotam b'datnu al tzitzit napetil d'cheret. Torah says in the Daber b'nei, speak to Israel, said to them that they must put tzitzit, whatever tzitzit is, right, al kanfei vigdehem, on the corners of their garments for generations, and put the tzitzit there with a strand of blue. Okay, tchelet's a different discussion altogether. It's in the last shir, I think, is tchelet. And the pasuk says, "Vaya lachem the tzitzit." They should have tzitzit. Urit emoto and see them. Uzachatem ekotel Hashem vashtem otam and remember and do all the mitzvahs. Velo taturu and not be like taken caught up with over the acharei levach in their hearts. Chenei Hashem zimachareihem leman tishkut. Remember. And be holy to Hashem. Now remember why you always remember that's in Shlach. That's always in Shlach. Because Shlach, Parsha Shlach starts off and says, Shchanishim b'yaturu et haaretz. And then the Shema comes at the end of the Parsha as like the Takana. They were sent latur et haaretz to check out the land. And the mitzvah of tzitzit is, velo taturu. And you wear tzitzit that you don't let your eyes and your heart carry you away. In other words, you've got to have a balance there. That's the Shlach. Parsha Shlach starts off Latur et haaretz and ends off Velo Taturu. Okay, so that's the tzitzit. You can see where the tzitzit is fitting in. Tzitzit meant to protect you. Now if I want to say it. Okay, now I'm in trouble. All right, let's go. So the pasuk in Dvarim says Gedilim Taseh Lach. Right, these actual tassels bring your put them on your things. That's how we know that tzitzit means tassels. It says gedilim taselach, right, like strands, threads, tassels, whatever the case is. So now the Sefer HaChinuch, which is a book written by Rishon, not really known who it is. Some say, I think it's Zarchi Alevi, I think I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure who, but it's an unnamed source, and he basically takes the Chumash and gives the reasons for the mitzvah. He follows he counts the mitzvahs like the Rambam, but he goes according to the parshas. So Sefer Mitzvah is a great book. You're like with your children, read the parshas. We look for the mitzvahs in the parshas. He always gives the mitzvahs there and the reasons for the mitzvahs. So he always writes in everything a shoresh of a mitzvah, what the mitzvah is about. So on the mitzvah of tzitzit, he writes there, mitzvah 386. He writes shoresh mitzvah niglab katuv, revealed in the letters, and the idea is leman niskor, so we should remember all the mitzvahs that Hashem gave us always. And there isn't anything in the world, your territory is Yichron Kamon or say Chotem Adonav Kavob Ksuto. He says, isn't anything better, right, than like carrying the stamp of your master permanently in your garments that you are covered all the time? The Einav Libov, Alav Kulim, your heart and your eyes are singing all the time. And that's why he says the Pasuk is Zachartem. You've got to remember, because of Hashem, right? And that's why Zichronam Rivachad, the Chachamim said in the Midrash Tanchuma, Kol Milat Tzitzit, that the word tzitzit is a hint to 613 mitzvahs. Because if you take tzitzit, the gematria of tzitzit is tzadik and tzadik is 180, 10 yud and yud is 20, that's 200, taf is 400, so you've got 600, right? And then you've got the five knots, right? And you've got the eight strings, right? Am I right in what I said about that? Yes. Things of, yeah, the chamishak shur in the five knots. Right, and shmone chutin, so it's right, the eight strands, right? Because if they are one, two, how many strands are there in tzitzit? Four and four, doubled over, right? They're eight, correct? Yeah, they're both on some, but I'm saying it's eight. It's four and four, and if you take the string on each thing, it's added over, and on one side is five knots, eight and five is 13, 200 and 400 is 600, 613. The Midrash says tzitzit represents the whole Torah. So when you've got tzitzit on you, you're reminded your whole life, all the time, of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That's the idea of tzitzit. Uzachartim, you have to know them. Now, there's a Gemara Masechet Menachot. The truth is that a lot of the mitzvahs, you'll see Masechet Menachot, we speak about, supposed to speak about minchas, like the what are minchas? Now help me. No, the flour, the meal offerings. But Sefer Menachot is full of everything. We're talking about the Sefer Torah there, and mezuzah, and mitzvah, and tefillin, and tzitzit. It's full of everything, right? So in Sefer Menachot, Bim Gimel Tzedek Tanich, Uritem Otu Zachatem Mikvot for Hashem. Right? So they say Shkula Mitzvah Zuk, and call this mitzvah is same as equal to all the mitzvahs in the world. Another bride says, Uritem Otu Zachatem Vasitem. He says, you got to see it, uzachartem, and to do, vastem, says, there's a raya. He says, re'iya me'viya l'day zachir. When you see things, you remember. When you remember, you end up doing. So the best way to fulfill the mitzvahs is to remember the mitzvahs. How do you remember the mitzvahs? By seeing the mitzvahs. So you see a tzitz, you're in the mitzvahs, you do the mitzvahs, you can. So tzitz has got a very, very heavy, sort of like psychological message, much more than just an act of mitzvah. There's a lot of psychology behind tzitzit. Shubha Yochai said like this, everybody who is, they translate Yazariz as diligent, right, like zealous in fulfilling this mitzvah, zoche u'mekabel pnei hashchina, will be zoche to receive whatever that means, the pnei hashchina. Okay, that's Shmuel Yochai. He's supposedly written the Zohar. So now the question is as follows. Do we have to wear tzitzit? Is it a mitzvah to make sure you're always wearing tzitzit? Or well, we saw a few moments ago that the Pasuk said, I wanted to say, ukshartem otam, it says here, Vasulim says, I'll confay big vigdam and rotam on the corners of your garments. So, what if you haven't got garments with corners on? Like this shirt that I'm wearing now, it's got no corners. So, do you or don't you need tzitzit? So, Adam's pretty convinced. He's already, sorry, we can finish the shirt, right? We don't need tzitzit. He's right. Obviously, you don't need tzitzit to wear on this particular shirt. But the question is, should a person spend their life always wearing shirts that haven't got tzitzit? They don't have to worry about wearing tzitzit. Or should you find a way to wear tzitzit, even if the clothes you're wearing haven't got tzitzit? Now, we all know that today, everyone knows the answer. People wear what's called a talit katan, right? Like that, under the clothes. So why do we do that? Why don't we just simply, listen, if you're going to wear a four-quarter garment, put on tzitzit. If you haven't got a four-quarter garment, don't wear tzitzit. Why do we all rush to put on tzitzit? That's basically the topic we're up to over here. So again, back in Masechet Menachot, the Gemara says like this on the Mem Avdim in Masechet Menachot. Malacha, an angel, right? Ashkar Rav Ketina, he found Rav Ketina. Rav Ketina was a big guy. Rav Ketina, I don't want to spend too much time here tonight going into all the details about him, but Rav Ketina was, the Michsei said, listen to this, right, you'll see who he was. Rav Ketina, the angel found him, the Michsei Sadina, right? He was wearing a cloak. So Amarles, they said to him, Ketina, Ketina. Right? He calls it Ketina. He says to him, listen, Sedina Bekaita, you're wearing like a summer coat in summer, Kaita summer, right? Kites, right? You can hear the word like kites, Kaita. The Sarbala Besitu, or Besitva, and a heavy coat, the Sarbal. You know, anybody's been to the army, you know, in the tanks, in the Air Force, they wear those, a Sarbal, like a full body thing, a heavy thing. He says, you're wearing a Sarbal in the winter. So now, tzitzit shel tcheled mate alea. And he was making, all the time he was wearing cloaks that never had corners. So Rav Ketina wasn't wearing tzitzit. So the angel says to him, what's happened with you? You're wearing clothes that haven't got tzitzit. You don't need tzitzit, like Adam pointed out, right? But what about tzitzit? Amar lei, asitenu ase, right? He said, anashitu ase. You're going to punish me on a mitzvah ase? And he's wearing tzitzit, the mitzvah we saw over here, is, we saw the psukim, it said, that's a mitzvah asay. So what's a mitzvah asay? You got to do it. But if there's sheva, else you didn't do anything, or you're going to punish me for not having, it's a mitzvah asay to put tzitzit on, I've got to put tzitzit on, I didn't do it, you're going to get punished for not putting it on, I never had a garment to put it on, what do you want from me? Right, so Amar Lei, says like it's bizman de ikaritcha anshinan. He says, you want to be careful, it's because there's times when God, there's anger, and then when there's anger, you get punished for not doing mitzvah asay as well. Normally we think it's only mitzvah lot asay. We weren't supposed to, we didn't, and we did it to get punished. Mitzvah asay says at times, what's his name? That was, he knew the Shat Ritcha, Bilam. That was Bilam's strength. He knew when that moment was that God got angry with people. He says, Hachik Amale. He says, Titzdake lemiftar nafshech bitzitzit. He says, you're trying to be clever, you're trying to be a tzaddik, to get out of putting tzitzit on. Angel wasn't too excited about it. So he has an answer. Do we have to? This is really the source for why today, and you'll see the rest of the shiur really, about why we make such an effort to wear tzitzit. Really, this is the source of the ancient founder of Ketina, and the Gemara picks it up and says,
get mercy, you know, additional mercy in the time of anger for wearing the Tzitzit, but to get punished.
So he says, as a rule, you won't get punished, you're up, but in Shad Ritcha, not having those mitzvahs on your side work against you. Maybe you can look at it like a negative and positive accounting system, right? Don't necessarily that you're going to get punished, but if you had that mitzvah there, you might have had a bigger buffer.
Yeah,
so I'm saying, no, you might have, but because you never had the buffer there, so that's why you get punished. I mean, that, if that's what you want to say, that's what you want to say, right? Like, more like, it. Okay, I agree with you. It sounds better, but it's not what the Gemara says. So now, so the Rambam, interesting now. We're going to see a couple of machlokot here. Just one thing I want to point out, that the Shulchan Aruch, we discussed it, I won't discuss Shulchan Aruch too much. We discussed him already, who the Beit Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, etc. But remember, I mentioned the Shulchan Aruch, the way that he codified the halacha was, he had the three heavyweights. He had the Rambam, well, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Okay? Now, the Rif and the Rambam are both Sfaradim, and the truth is about 95% of the Rambam and the Rif agree with each other. So a lot of people have said it's not really a fair balance, because the Rosh is this one single-minded Ashkenazi over there, and the Rambam and the Rif are really like two of the same. So if you take the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh, you 95% of the time it's going to be, if there's ever an argument, the Rambam and the Rif are going to be agreeing with each other. So most of the Shulchan Aruch, you can already see where it's going, is mostly in the direction of the Rambam and the Rif. But bottom line is, then he has his second tier, we discussed it as well, right? But whenever you'll see the Rambam and the Rif agree on something, you can be rest assured that that's halacha, for the Shulchan Aruch is concerned. That's the Rama's job, often to come pick up the Rosh and stick him in there as a yesh omri, whatever the case is. So look over here. So the Rambam, bear in mind, the Rambam says like this, afal pi she'en adam mechuyav liknot lo talik l'tev, even the person isn't obligated to go and find a clothes to make tzitzit out of. Kedesh shebo tzitzit, ein ra'ui la'adam chasid, so it's not right for a chasid, a person, she'yiftorat o'a mitzvah, that he tries to get out of doing this mitzvah. And lami shtali, atup ha'ksuta mechuyav, but since you try and make sure you're always covered in clothes to go tzitzit on, kedesh she'yakayem mitzvah zu. Right? Now we come to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Siman, in Or HaChaim Kaf Dalet. So he says on this question over here, right? We bring on the Rambam what he said. So the Rambam said that a tzaddik, a chassid, sorry, should make sure that he's wearing tzitzit. So the Shulchan Aruch is like, Adam lovesh tarit arba kanfot, eno chayv tzitzit. He says, he starts with it like Adam. He says that if you haven't got an arba kanfot, not a beyond chayv tzitzit. He says, v'tov v'nachon, if it's best and the right thing to do, your kolam zahir should be aware and careful. Lebosh tarikran kol hayom, that she score her mitzvah the whole day. Doesn't distinguish that between day and night. We'll get to that just now. Right? To always remember the mitzvahs as in front of you. So now, we've got a chutch of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Right? Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says like this. He says, you know, I have a difficulty reading in English. That's true though. I know it takes longer to read Hebrew and translate it, but just bear with me. He says, even though he says, Akarama says, no mitzvah to go looking for tzitzit to put them on if they haven't got a bag in the four corners, unless you're wearing it for four corners. However, he says, Kevan shenagu kol Yisrael libosh beged achayab tzitzit. Since the minag, the whole world taken upon themselves, that a Jew wears tzitzit, asur leshum adam la'avor al zeh. He says, once it's become a minag, it's asur not to do it. You have to wear tzitzit. The law, listen what he says. Even because it's a minag, right? He says, the world's been nohag. He says, the law gara mikol minag is no less important than any other minag. Af shelekebu gam kiyum mitzvah, shechayavin lekayem mishum shma b'ni. He says, because most minag, why do we do most of the minag in the world? Because it's what our parents did. We got a Masori in our family. And that Shema B'ni Musar Avicha, Atosh Ratimecha, that's the reason we do it. He says this, and there, most of the time, isn't in the Kiyum Mitzvah. Lots of katans we have, which aren't really based on mitzvahs. Here there's a minag to actually go and do a mitzvah, right, of the Torah. He says, surely this is better. It's no worse than a regular minag. Because at the same time, you're fitting a Kiyum Mitzvah. Right? V'al titosh, v'kol shekein, minag zeh, sheyesh b'angam Kiyum Mitzvah. Okay. So now the Piskei Teshuvos, we've seen that. We've seen that Rabbi Gazi likes the Piskei Teshuvos, right? In every single show we've seen Piskei Teshuvos. That's Rabbi Rabinovich, who lives in Jerusalem. That's the Biali stock, Biali family, right? He says, "Va'afilu b'zman shekashlech b'tarit katan kegon b'yom shra sharab b'shat avodim mifarechet or b'eit shemit amav yotzev etc. Any exercising etc. Ein lasir atalit katan." Okay, now Robert made a point on the first year. I've repeated already that I skipped over some of the kulas here. If you look in the notes over here, so the Piskei Teshuvos is quite machmir. So it doesn't make a difference whether you're working hard, if it's a heat wave, if you're exercising, wear tzitzit, right? The bottom here, Let's give him credit. What's his name? The guy who helps Rav Doron Polishuk edit this. Who is he? What's his name? Rav Eli Ozarovsky. Right? He's like the main English editor of the Tzurba. So I discussed Rav Doron Polishuk today. He never knew, but he said to me that this is Rav Eli's stuff. You look at the bottom, he says, see also the ruling of David Sperling at www.yeshiva.co. He says, one may remove, similar ruling is given on the Darchei Hora'al Rabbanan website at bit.ly. It's all over here. Right, so I actually went to the website and I checked the shoot, and here it is. It's worth listening to what he says over here. It says like this. The question was asked, if you're going to tell Talmidim that for someone who's difficult to wear tzitzit during sports lessons, right, does he have to wear tzitzit? Now, I'm not going to tell you that. I run quite a lot and I don't run with tzitzit. I do sometimes in races see guys with tzitzit out and I'm always impressed.
They don't win the race.
But neither do I. So that's why, you know, neither do I. If I was winning the race, I could say, well, they aren't winning, but I wasn't not winning. So maybe they're winning more than I am. You know? So now, so he gives the answer, like he says, Kefi sholam yisharatecha, we're coming, Talmidim loshim gufa, bottom line, he says like this, he says, Ora nal, ein kol mitzvah bisman shuri tamlut levosh talit katan bofen shiafriya leplus poti. There's no Indian of wearing tzitzit while you're exercising, if it interferes with your exercising. So that's, he's giving it right. If it's Ganu, there's no minyan. Right? The gamar of a'en lichvorat, it's not so great for the talit katan, that must be a chubit thing. You're going to shvit like a pig while you're wearing tzitzit. Right? Ach yesh lot talmidim sa'avi, you should tell your children, this is important for education, shemiyad lachar shemisamim et shiurei haspok, the moment they finish the sports lesson, right, umachlifim et lebush, they get changed, yashuv yil b'shuret atalik, they put it straight back on again. That's something I'm not so good about. Right, so there's a message. I read. I've learned a lot. Promise with these last few shiurim, I found myself doing things that I don't normally do from what we've learned here. It's amazing. So that's an important lesson there. That's a great thing that he says over here. The other things that he says over here, you know, I'll leave it just now. I'll discuss. Okay, let's carry on. So that's one thing I thought worth mentioning, because Piskachim is pretty straightforward that you should be wearing it, right? So now back to the Gemara Menachot. The Gemara like Rav Nachman Ashkenaz of Adabar Ava. Right, he saw him. The question now is over here, right? And this is interesting because, you know, I discussed this with our Polish today. If you're learning in the gush or any brisket type of learning, so you all know about the difference between the chefza and the gavra. You've all heard of that, right? The difference in halacha, the brisket way of learning is splitting things up into different things. So you've got a din in the gavra and a din in the chefza. For example, mezuzah. Is mezuzah a din in the gavra? When a person can't live in a house without a mezuzah? Or is it a din in the chifta that a house has to have a mezuzah? Din in the gavra. No, it's living in the house without a mezuzah. And when you move in, you've got to put in a mezuzah. So even though it's on the building, it's actually a din in the gavra. You've got to put in, when you live in the house, it has to have a mezuzah there. Same thing with tzitzit. Does a four-cornered garment have to have tzitzit on it? And therefore, if you've got a four-cornered garment in your house and you don't put tzitzit on, you're being over a mitzvah. Or is it you just can't wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzit on, right? Is it a din in the actual garment itself, in the chayfetz, in the article, or is it a din in the gavra, in the person? So now you think that that's like a brisket, but actually the gemara, he has a gemara, it says the same thing. Quite exciting. Rav Nachman Ashkenaz Shafat Adabar Abba Rami Chute, he was making the tzitzit, right? Making tzitzit strings. Ukemavarech, and he made a brocha la'asot tzitzit. Anybody ever made tzitzit? You make tzitzit. You make a brocha when you make tzitzit? When you tie the knots, do you make a brocha? No. You just say l'shei mitzvah tzitzit. You should say that. There's no brocha. You say l'shei mitzvah tzitzit, right? And you do it because it should be done for the rakavon, right? But yeah, so he saw Rav Adabar Rav Chuti making a brocha. So Rav Nachman says to him, Nachman's a heavyweight. Amalei, my tzitzit shemar. I heard you saying tzitzit. What were you saying tzitzit? I heard you saying tzitzit. What's that tzitzit you say? Right? So Achi Amar Rav, he said, what do you have? He said, tzitzit, ain't shech a brocha. He said, Rav told us, and Rav was the great Amora. He says, you don't make a brocha on tzitzit. So he says, ube tzitzit baha kemiflegei. He says, it's a machloket, mar savar chovat talitu, which means it's a chayfetz, a din in the chayfetz, umar savar chovat gavrahu. He says, nah, you're wrong, it's a machloket. Is tzitzit a din in the chayfetz or din in the gavra? And that's why he was making tzitzit as din in the chayfetz, and Rav says no, it's a din in the gavra, not pashut. Okay, we don't make a brochas. The Shulchan Aruch says like this: tzitzit chovat gavra, straight out, not scared. See, tzitzit chovat gavra, and therefore velo chovat mane, not chovat of the kli of the beggar itself. She calls man shel lovesh tali patur mitzitzit. When you are wearing it, doesn't need tzitzit. That's why if you go to the shop and you buy a talis, you can often buy a talis that's not made, and the guy will go to the back and bring you out a brand new talis without tzitzit on. No mitzvah, no any tzitzit there. If Rav Nachman, if Rav Ada bar Ava was right, Talocha was like him, you would be able to leave tzitzit in the shop. A talit without tzitzit on. You have to have din in the gar, in the chayfet. You got it? So okay, we know that. That's what he says. So should I always say like this? Part of the fichach and the reich asiyah tzitzit. If you don't make a bracha on making tzitzit, she ain mitzvah. The only time there's a mitzvah is when you put the tzitzit on you. So you have to have the tzitzit to make a bracha, but the bracha is on wearing the tzitzit, not on making the tzitzit. There's not a mitzvah to make tzitzit. There's the mitzvah to wear tzitzit. Okay. So now, the question now is, what clothes do we wear tzitzit on? Pajamas. Okay, so Alex says no. Right? Anybody want to see anybody else want to differ with Alex? Okay, I mean, he's got someone to rely on, Alex, but there's other people who don't agree with him. Okay? So we see now, pajama, maybe yes, maybe no. Question is, what about at night? Do you have to wait till at night? Now, we all know it's uritemotam, right? You've got to see them. And you can't, as a rule, see at night. So we all know you patro of sitting at night, correct? Maybe not. Maybe. For me, this is a big chiddush. Let's look over here. So Gemara says like this. I'm going to see a machloket now. Now you'll see what I said about the Rambam and the Rif. You'll see them all coming to play over here. And the Ran, etc. So quick, let's go. We're getting a bit late here. Okay. Ooh, I'm way off track tonight. No, way off track. Rabbi Shimon said like this. The woman of Patur, my time, he says. Why? He said, because in other words, it's a time-bound mitzvah, and it's prat lichsut laila. That excludes laila. So the Gemara says, you say lichsut laila. Maybe not. Maybe it's for blind people. Maybe you're going to wear it at night, and you can't see. If you're blind, you put it on tzitzit. How do you know that? That's what it says, retemotu. You're going to have to see it. You've got to be able to be a person who can see it. How do you know that means it not? Right? It says, Keshua me rashet echasei harei chesut shumel woman. How many mekem retemotu? Part lechesut laila. No, it says, maybe not. So my little robot says, it concludes at its end, it excludes night time. So how come you're including a blind person and you exclude night time? It says, I include the people who normally see. People normally see. So a blind person, if he wasn't blind, he'd be able to see. People, or everyone can see. At night time, nobody sees. Okay, that's the Gemara. But we don't actually get any proper understanding here of whether it's night clothes or day clothes or whatever. So the Tur, remember the Tur? That's Rabbi Yaakov ben Arosh. That's Arosh's son. Right? So he, remember I discussed when we spoke the very first year, I spoke about the Rosh, and I said that they ran away from Germany and came to Spain, and the Rosh took them in and put them in Tilet, etc. Tonight, Baruch spoke between Mincha and Maariv about the pogroms that took place at that time. Remember I said that a lot of his children were killed, etc. Even later on, 100 years later, his generation of people were killed out in pogroms. Terrible story in Spain. Okay. Which happened now, during this period now of Tammuz, Shivat, Bamash, in the period we're in now. So he says, yeah, he quotes his father, Aroni Aviz, my father, the Rosh, said like this, She'enu memayit in the ksut hamiyuchad lelayla. Listen carefully. There's a bit of a, like, a, I'm not sure if it's a two-way or three-way machloket. I've already got my head around it. Two or three-way machloket. But the one, the Rosh says, that what's patur, special clothes for night, what we'd call pajamas, that's what patur, even if you wear them in the day. So as far as Rosh is concerned, if you've got a nighttime clothing, even if you wear it in the day, you part from tzitzit.
Even if it has four corners.
Even if it has four corners. Right? So it says, shul patra, afilin lo shoreb, uksutam yuchad leyom, but clothes are used, especially for the daytime, or clothes you wear at night and day, you have to put tzitzit and wear tzitzit, right? Even at night, you've got to wear tzitzit and make a brocha. See that? Interesting, eh? So pajamas, at night or day, you don't wear tzitzit. A regular a shirt, if it's got four corners on it, you wear it, make a brocha in day or night. That's the Rosh. The Rambam, remember what I said, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif, right? Rambam says like this. He says, Mutar la adam lebo shizeh belal lebeh mechol beh meshabbos. He says, he can if he wants to. Af al pi she'eino zmana, but however, shelo yibari, can't make a brocha. Rambam, he's different to the Rosh, he says, you don't make brochas at night. You make a brocha before you, in the daytime, you make a brocha. Rambam makes no decision between clothes. So the Rosh is going on the clothes, Rambam is going on the time and the day. Completely different versions of tzitzit. The Shulchan Aruch says like this. Doesn't bring the Rif, but he says like this. Laila loves man tzitzidu. Lilac not of time, but Amit me very temo toy. So he quotes the Gemara in Menachot, and that's the conclusion, not for Nata. Har Rambam says, like La Rambam, call Mashlovesh Balila Patur Afilu Miuchad Leyom. If you wear it at night, you patur, even if it's daytime clothing. Umashlovesh Beyom, and if you wear during the day, you chai, even if it's Miuchad, if it's nighttime clothing. That's the Rambam. Va Ula Harosh, and the Rosh says, Ksuta Miuchad Leila Patur, it's nighttime clothes that you patur, even if you wear them during the day. And Ksut is day and night, you chai, you wear them at night. Right? And then he says over here, so that is the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rambam and the Rosh. Now it's worth noting over here, there's a third opinion, and that is the Ran in Kiddushin. And the Ran writes his comments on the Rif. Okay, you really can give it a hint of, yeah. The Ran is also from Spain. The Ran, Rav Baruch once told me, it's quite interesting, that if you want it, the Ran is an expert in summing up Spanish halacha. You want to get an idea, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all the Spanish Rishonim, the Ran is one of the later Rishonim, he sums them all up. Where the Rosh does it in Ashkenazi Rishonim. It's quite interesting. That's like their parallel forms of Aloha. It says the Rif, he says like it's the Ran, like it's that the obligation only takes effect when both factors. He wants daytime clothing and worn during the day. So the Rambam says it makes a difference whether it's day or night. Day and night. So the Rambam says day and night makes a distinction. The Rosh says it depends what the clothing is. The Ran says no. You have to have daytime clothing in the day. So it's almost like a bit of a compromise between the Rambam and the Rosh. Right? Because there's daytime clothing in the day. And nighttime clothing, obviously at night you wouldn't. But daytime clothing at night you wouldn't wear tzitzit. Where the Rosh would say you would wear tzitzit. Okay? Got it? All right. So he says, like the Ramah says, V'safek brachot lakel. We don't want to make brochas waste because we've got a doubt. So therefore, you don't make a brocha if you wear them unless you wear them during the daytime, and they especially take, they basically pass like the Ran. So therefore, we're going to go like the Ran, the most make kill. It has to be daytime clothing and worn during the day to make a brocha. So you don't make tzitzit according to the Ramah at night. Even if it's daytime clothing, you don't make a brocha. You might take them off, you don't make a brocha. Okay. And the Ramah says that yeshe katashus lo nishkabat sheyesh bo tzitzit, something you shouldn't sleep with them. However, the Arizal says you should sleep with tzitzit. Now, this is unbelievable. Arizal says it. And this is mamash against the Rambam. Because the Rambam says over there, you don't wear tzitzit at night. You patur. And the Arizal says you do. And what's even wilder is that the Mishnah Brura brings the Arizal. And he says that based on sod, there's something you should do it. Now, I've got to read this. Look on page 109. Then we'll start going through this a little bit quicker. On 109, at the bottom there in the note 8, he says, Rav Shmuel Vozna. Big posek, it says, suggests that even the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's the Bala Tanya, right, which is based a lot of what his stuff on the Arizal, holds that wearing tzitzit while sleeping is permitted, but it's not a mitzvah. Okay, now the closest I've ever come to anybody actually wear tzitzit, I had a very good friend of Dov Tan, he's a big Gawan in South Africa. I don't even know he's married. He's done now since he's married. Married for a very long time. I remember when he was a bocha, he slept in a room in yeshiva one night. And he covered himself with tzitzit over his duvet. Okay. But I've never seen him actually sleep with tzitzit, but Arizal says with the Alex says you sleep with tzitzit?
No, I don't. I just have a question about, isn't our custom to just make the tzitzit bracha in the morning on the talis? On the big talis?
If you wear one. What if you're an unmarried guy and you're Ashkenaz, you don't wear a talis?
Are they applying to you make one every time you put on a big off?
No, so I think it would be like any brochas. If you, for example, let's say you're wearing a talis in shul and you go to the toilet, you take your talis, you know, you're going to put it back on, you don't make another brocha.
Right.
Your talis falls off you and it lands on the ground, you make another brocha, right? Because it's a chadat. So I think it's the same thing like anything. If you take off your tzitzit or take off your talis in the cases and you plan on putting it back, you wouldn't make another brocha. If for whatever you took it off and you put it off and then you decide afterwards, let me put it back on, you make another brocha.
There's a fundamental difference in what they're talking about and what we live. I've never seen tzitzit apart from tzitzit on a garment designed for it. He's talking about a scenario where you take off your clothes to change clothes, but you're not wearing the same tzitzit because it's different garments.
Right. Okay. That's true. That's true.
We did.
I mean, that's true. That's true. But I think the same principle would apply. Let's say that you took off clothing now in order to put on other clothing, and you had tzitzit on these and tzitzit on those. I would imagine you wouldn't make another brocha. Because it's the same as taking off your talus to put it back on. What's the difference? I took off my talus to go to the bathroom, and then I put that talus back on.
Because it's the same garment.
But if it fell off on the other hand, I have to put it back in the bracha. It's still the same garment. So it's hesech hadat. It's not really the din, again, seems to be in the gavra, not in the cheftza.
Is there a scenario where someone changed talit, like I gave it to my son?
Good question. I haven't seen that.
Why safek brachot?
Lakel.
This way, where
I'll say safek doraita. Because even if the mitzvah is a doraita, the brochas are clearly derabanan. So you can fulfill the mitzvah without a brocha. The brochas are always a derabanan. The rabbis instituted the concept of making a brocha. The Torah never told you to make a brocha when you wear tzitzit. The Torah said wear tzitzit. The rabbis come along and say when you perform a mitzvah, you make a brocha. So the brochas are always a derabanan. So if there's a safek, if you're fulfilling a mitzvah, you will do the mitzvah always without a brocha because the brochas are a drabanan and there might be a suffix that you aren't fulfilling the mitzvah doraita, in which case the brocha wasn't a brocha for the mitzvah, and that means the brocha is always a suffix.
So they say you should still wear the tzitzit.
Absolutely. Right. You put it. That's why he said over here, he said, Besafek brichrak al kain en levarech alav, ele keshelovesh b'yom v'mircha gamelo. Ah, I see what you're saying. You say, according to the Ramah, it's not possible to actually wear the tzitzit at night. They just don't make a broch head nut. I think they're actually pretty obvious. I think they're agreeing over here. The Ramah, I think, is saying that you should wear the tzitzit. It's a good question. Make a note. Somebody remember, because I'm not going to remember. We'll get back on that. But next move. Okay. Now the question is, what do you wear tzitzit on? Right? What's called a beged? I'm going to go through this very quickly. What's important over here is there's a whole Gemara over here. The Gemara over here brings a three-way machloket, a two-way machloket, between Abaya and Rav Nachman, and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Nachman and Rav over here involved a couple of machlokot. The question is, in halacha as a rule, we'll see that the halacha goes with the latter generation of Amoraim. And the question here is, what do you wear? What's called a beged? Okay, is a beged only something which the Torah calls a beged? And for a metzorah, a Torah calls a beged which is a bed of wool. So normally tzemer or fishtim are considered halachically a beged, a garment. But what about synthetic fabrics? What about leather? What about nylon? What about cotton? All those things. Are those a doraita or not? Machloket rishoni. So now the Rambam says over here, ksut shechayav adam lasot batzitzit min haTorah hu ksut sheyesh la arba knafayim, has to have four corners, or more than four corners, and has to either be tzemer or fishtim bilvad. Rambam says, you only wear tzitzit, you'll see a lot of people, it's a svardi minak, but a lot of Ashkenazim today do it. I think they actually mentioned it here in the shir. A lot of Ashkenazim today follow that. But really, it's quite amazing. You see the Chazon Ish, who's really like the father of Haredi Halacha, he says you don't have to wear wool, right? But the Sfaradim, you know, but the Ashkenazim have adopted it. Haredi Ashkenazim, where you'll see them with the black straps, the black belts, things under their things, right? That's wool. That's a Rambam. Aval Talit Shashar Minim, he says other fabrics, like silk or wool, a big day, tzemer gefen, cotton wool, cotton, or big day, tzemer gemalim, or camel wools, or rabbit wools, or izim, right, ez, goat hair, chayotzim, etc. On chayv mitzvah tzitzit, only midrabanan. That is a hair be mitzvah tzitzit, shekol begalam rima torah stam, and I'm at a tzemer fish bilvat. That's what he says. That is the Ramba. Okay, it's based on a Tanur Rabbi Shmuel Yannick, which I left out the Gemara. The Rosh, remember the halacha Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, Rosh, Rif. So the Rambam says only wool, or pishta. The Rosh says, kol shabanu tam, the greatest probably Ashkenazi postek, Rashi's grandson, right? Just about, it's good to know, why was he called Tam? His real name was Yaakov. But Yaakov was Ish, Tam, Yoshev, or Halim. So he was called Rabbeinu Tam, because he was Ish, Tam, Yoshev, or Halim. That's Rabbeinu Yaakov, was Rabbeinu Yaakov. Right? It's like this, Rabbeinu Tam, he paskin, the hilchata karavel hu batra, like Bechem pasak Rashi, Zal b'tshuva, like Rashi. Even though against the Torah, he went to Gemara, and he basically says over there, that other fabrics also deraita, not only wool, right? The Taimu, who he says, Lama Pasaka Rav, El Fazal, remember Rambam? We saw Rambam said wool, right? Why? He says he can't understand why the Rav Ilfas, the Rif, Paskin like Rav Nachman, saying only wool. It sounds like the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Rif both say only wool. What's Shulchan Aruch going to say? Wool, right? Can't understand this. Imishum Tanu Bei Yishmael, I don't understand why. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Ein chayev betzitzit min haTorah ela beged pishtim or shel tzemer rechalim Straightforward, Rambam, brief. Right? Aval big day, shara minim, einchem tzitzit. No, only other materials, the Rabbanan. The Rama says, the yesh omrim, the chuluhu chayvin midoraita. There are those that say it's all doraita. The hachi hilchetz Rabbanan. That's the halacha. So if Ashkenazim for certain, we can be yotze in all fabric. The question is the nylon. Okay? The real question is this one. Right? That's a real question. Is nylon
the reshet?
But now there are two types of reshet. A reshetot. There's a reshet which is woven, and then there's a nylon which is like just like a piece. We'll see in a moment that the weaving gives the nylon a bit of credibility. So now Mishnah Berurah said like this. Midrabanan. He says, Ayumi Rabbanan on that issue there of the Shulchan of Elimi Rabbanan. He says, Avat Tzarech Levarech HaMitzvah Shimi Rabbanan Gamken. You must still make a brocha on it though. He says, Mikom Akom, the main nafka minna, says, better to do with the tzitzit. It says, he gives a whole lot of reasons to the Mishnah Berurah why you should prefer the others. He says, Vahach Hilchata, on when the Ramah said, Hach Hilchata, he says like this, the Yira Shamayim Yachmir Latzmo Lachush Tadarishona, the Mishnah Berurah is going almost against the Ramah, yeah? And says that a Yira Shamayim, a God-fearing Jew, would be careful to be wary about the first opinion of the wool and the tzeme. The Yaseh Talit Shel Tzeme, Kreshit Chayeh B'tzit Bin HaTorah Chul Amet, to be Yotzel all the shittas. To be, right? V'nachon Shaseh Bein HaTalit Galu Ben HaTalit Katan Shel Tzeme. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Now, the Sefer brought over here from Rav Nevensal, right, who quotes the Chazon Ish. He says, "V'shayim haChazon Ish masru shelo lavash talit katan shel tzemet." Chazon Ish never wore a small talis of wool. Okay, why? V'amar shecham lo b'talit shel tzemet, because to what? He lived in Bnei Brak. You all know what the weather's like, yeah, especially in summer. And he says, because it's so hot, he says, as far as v'chein legabah, as far as he's concerned, not a beged. You're going to wear a beged. Beged might be something which you enjoy wearing. That's why you wear a beged. We discussed it. A beged is for protection. If a beged, if you're not enjoying wearing a beged, it's not a beged for you. It's a burden. It's not mitzvah for a burden. It's for a beged. Look over here. It says, the Gra was also lenient about this matter. So I think that anybody who doesn't wear wool can got two heavyweights to rely on. The Vilna Gaon and the Chazon Ish, I'm relaxed. Okay. Look at the bottom of the note there, on page 113, Robert. I'm looking for all this, especially for you, Robert. All right.
What about the Russian?
So we're going to get to it.
So is that company just we work seat just not work seat?
Yeah, of course, definitely work seat the Chazon Ish. No. Definitely work seat. Okay. So now that's basically done. Now the question is as follows: what about synthetic materials? All right. So Gemara quotes it, another Gemara Menasech Benachot. About Rava? Rava says, Ha mil tamre. Right? He says, I made this comment. Vitra Marav, in Etishal, they said, Nehme shall be Zaira, but like me. And what is the comment? He shall beg it, if you've got a garment that is made of beg it, meaning like a fabric that's halachic, a fabric like say wool or pishtan. The kanfer shall or, and on the corners though, are sewn on squares of leather. Right? Chayebet, you have to wear tzitzit. If the garment itself is of leather and the corners are of a fabric, patura, patu. Why? My timer. Ikar beged b'inan, right? We want the bulk of the beged to be a beged. So if it's mainly leather, and leather's patu, then beged's one big piece of leather, not. Rav Achai azil batar kanaf. The Gemara does not, the Rav Achai, he went according to the actual corners, not the beged. Ravish the beged, the corners. The Gemara quotes of Yadu Levush. Now, I'd like every time I put you on writing it down, but because we're learning lots of names that are start coming up. Remember, we discussed the Shulchan Aruch. No, it's a real pity, eh?
Steve, is
that what you've got? Yeah. A timeline. I agree with you. Should it? Yeah. Okay, so I'll do that for you. Keep making note. So the Mordechai was born the same year as the Ramah, 1530. Okay, so he lived, right? He lived from 30 to about 1612 or somewhere around that time. The Ramah was 50, also born in 1530 to 1572. So he lived, born at the same time, he lived much longer than the Ramah, right? He lived about 40 years exactly, 40 years longer than the Ramah, but born at the same time. He was a big Gaon in Prague. And he wrote a comment to the Shulchan. The Shulchan was very printed. Remember, the Shulchan Aruch was printed already in 1565. Was born in 1530, this guy. So 30 years later, the Shulchan was printed here, and he lived for a long time. He wrote a comment, a commentary on the Shulchan called the Levush. And there he writes, like he says, Ein chai b'tzit elit davar hanikra beged. You only chai b'tzit elit called the beged. Because the passage of Hashem says, on their bigdehem, on their bigdehem. Right? And what's a beged? Right? Beged, listen to what he says here. Who called davar hane'erag ba'ariga v'nase beged, which is woven into a beged. So he defines beged as something which was woven into a beged. That's why leather is not a beged. It wasn't woven into a beged. Right? Or beged, who called davar v'nase beged, lafuke, to exclude ma'abushel, or of leather, she'enu nikra beged, v'eino chaye b'tzitla filu yesh lo arba knafot. So a leather jacket, you like a leather bunny jacket with four corners, patur in tzitzit. No mitzvah tzitzit on leather jacket, patur. Lefichach, he says, therefore, imaya talit kulo shel beged v'knafeh shel or, if the beged was made of a garment woven, but the corners were leather, klomar, shebecho makom arug ein sham kanaf elohu agol, if it was rounded, there were no corners, because you wove it and then spun it on the, spun it was round, and you added, you sewed on leather corners to make it square. Right, but tafav b'tevach is a second. Tafav chayevet b'tzitzit. We need tzitzit. Wash again. Mashba kanfei vigdehem. It says the kanaf of your beged. So these are kanaf corners of the beged, and the beged is a beged. Right, eleknaf shuv avahishel. Or if the garments of or and the corners of beged, you patruwa because the ikar is the beged. Without beged, v'od minichtiv asher techaseba mashba b'otah achelik amechased ikar aguf. But we want the part that's covering your body. That's what we want, etc. So now. There's a shoot over here. And so he basically, you can see over here, straight away, it says leather knot, beged, yes. So now we still come to the question of nylon or rayon or those types of fabrics. There's a sefer over here, right, called Har Tzvi. I don't know about Tzvi Pesach Frank. Tzvi Pesach Frank was an interesting person because his family came from, I think they came from Poland. And he was Krakow, in fact, if I'm mistaken. He was one of the chief rabbis of Yerushalayim. He's one of the founders of the Rabbanut Rashit of Israel. He was very close to Rav Kook. He spent a bit of time in Jaffa, met Rav Kook, became close to Rav Kook. And his family were from the Chovevei Tzion. His father actually was one of the founders of Chadera and served as a mayor of Chadera. He was the Rav Rashi of Chadera. He was called the Yoshev Rosh of the Vard. It probably wasn't a municipality then. But I say his parents were like quite a series of people. If you look up Wikipedia on him, you'll find who's his Talmid listed as Talmido, Rav Avadia Yosef. He's an Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Jerusalem. Rav Avadia Yosef is listed as his Talmid. Quite interesting. I quite like that. Right? And he came to Aliyah in 1930s. Right? And he an interesting guy. So he's a very serious Talmid Chacham. So he says, Inyan Shelatenu, to ask a question, he had a shoot, a response, right? He says, but with regards to nylon, he says, there are two types of nylons. He says, one type of nylon that's made one whole piece, like a piece of nylon, like imagine like a plastic sheet of nylon, right? One chaticha chat, and not mechutim, and that's not made weaved. And a talit of that type, he says, as far as the Levush is concerned, he quotes the Levush now, he says, since it's not weaved, it's not called a beged. And therefore it's not tzitzit ulam yesh. He says, there are nylons that are made from nylons, but they're weaved. It's a maase oreg. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure if this is a maase oreg, which is a piece of nylon with holes punched out of them. Don't know.
Is that a wearing a tablecloth?
That's what I'm thinking.
That's
what he's saying. It's like a piece of nylon, and it's weaved nylon. But my question is this weaved? It's a tablecloth with holes punched out of it. I don't know. Got to check it up. I never chance to look it up today. But I've got to check it up because if it's not weaved, it comes off tomorrow. Okay. Right? So, it says, V'hu ma'aseh oreg, v'talit mimenze v'adai shu nichlal bichlal beged v'chayav b'tzitzit. So according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, if there are nylon tzitzit that are weaved, as far as he's concerned, it's arug lak the levush, and therefore you can't miss anybody else. Okay, the Igrot Moshe says like this. We finish off with this. This is the last thing we're finishing off here. Right, so the Igrot Moshe says, I was asked by a friend of mine, Rav Yehuda Benheim, if I can wear in summer, right, in summer when it's hot, from nylon or rayon, etc., like new fabrics. That's the question that Moshe Feinstein has asked. says, Ve'eshavti ki mistabi yinu le'alut dati ki minim elu p'turi mitzit. He says, it's far to give my humble opinion that they're patur from tzitzit. Af, even according to those people that said that all but gadim or chayim tzitzit, not any wooden linen, not any wooden flax like the Rambam. Even the others, he would agree that they're not, right? So he's pretty strong about it. And he ends up over here by saying, Tzarich shemei lebeged l'chavos, be like a beged, v'or shkodam lebeged, patru imkerem, gam begadim minu, elu lo damu, shlachet en l'chavam. He says they shouldn't be chav. So it's like going to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's pretty obvious that you can't wear nylon stuff. The Tzitz Eliezer, right, which is a more, he lived in our time, he says, Nira l'alacha d'ha'de'a nota de big day nylon, but when a chayevet b'tzitzit. He said they all chayevet tzitzit. Especially that Ariga. This is not so long ago, the Tzitzili is there. So there might be, this might be called Ariga. I don't know, maybe there's such a thing.
What's Ariga?
Woven, like woven. Right? So that's interesting thing. The Piskei Tshuvas over here, in the Orachayim, Piskei Tshuvas like this, Umaskanat kama migdolei haposkim, dachin yesh lechlem in beged asu miyirot nylon, the lo Ariga, that's patru, without what, that isn't woven, levein big day nylon, hamutsim asim, big day arug, which are woven. So we see it's quite an important thing over here where it isn't woven. I'm going to end off over here with the Shutter of Moshe Feinstein, where he quotes, you know what, let's actually end off over here, finished. That's a good time to stop. I think we've done a good job over there.
So when you say...
It was 45 minutes and I got bad news. My shoe didn't seem to save. Okay, this is saving. Just come and look here, please. I don't know how to open this. Can you tell me what the shoe is saying? My God.